Yeah.
How do you feel?
Feel good. Feel lucky. I guess that's the biggest thing. Is could have been way worse, and I just feel fortunate. You know, to only have missed a couple games and to be back. You know, so soon.
You gonna play tonight?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the doctors were cautious. Obviously, it's kind of a sensitive area, so you know, they're being really cautious. And now I'm 100% ready to go.
Such a freak incident. Can you just take us through it? What happened in the next couple days?
I mean, the slap shot from the top of the circles, you know, got away from him, I think, a little bit. If it didn't hit me in the neck, it was probably going to hit somebody in the upper deck. So it was just a bang-bang play, and, you know, I think I was able to react just quick enough to kind of turn my head a little bit, and it just missed the jugular. So, like I said, it kind of hit the one spot where it was, I guess, I don't know, the only good spot it could hit, it hit. So that was pretty lucky. Well, we looked at some things, but there's really, you know, there's not much out there. You know, I know Hockey Canada makes guys wear those neck guards until they're a certain age, but I think that's more for cuts and whatnot. They don't really offer much protection. So I think if you're going to get hit with a slap shot, it's going to do some damage no matter what. So I don't really know what else you can really do except for duck next time.
Where did it actually hit?
Right here. So it just, like I said, it just missed right in the Adam's apple. So I was just able to, I guess, turn quick enough, you know, that split second where it just kind of missed the main spot.
What's the mental challenge now, getting over like a gunshot being in front of another?
Nah, nothing, you know. Like I said, that's played a lot of hockey. It's the first time I've been hit in the neck. So if it happens, it's meant to be. I guess that's kind of the way you got to look at it. So you got to get in front of the net. That's, you know, we're obviously been struggling scoring goals. So that's an area we have to occupy. And hopefully RD keep it a little bit lower tonight, but you know, we'll see. We gotta get in front, and if they're up high, then they're up high.
What was the extent of the damage? Was it just bruised or?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just there was swelling, obviously, but it's just such a sensitive area. There's so many things going on around that area that they had to be really cautious. And you know, the worst case scenario is they let you go too soon and something happens. So they wanted to be very cautious and make sure the swelling was completely down and before they let me go home and kind of resume activity. And you know, pretty much right after it happened, I knew it was I dodged a bullet. But you know, they gotta be careful.
Was your breathing a little bit?
Yeah, I was nervous at first. Right when it first happened, I was you know, I couldn't really tell where it hit me. I couldn't really tell if I could breathe very well at first. You know, it was just kind of a happened so fast. And you know, when I was able to come back in here and catch my breath, you know, I was able to breathe, I was able to talk. So those were kind of the two main things. And from that point on, it was just about you know, being careful.
Like, what have you seen from the hockey club being out these last couple days?
Well, Ottawa, I mean that was like the perfect road game. You know, it's the way you want to play, and that was exciting to see him get 2 points. And the next day in New Jersey, it was just kind of you know, things kind of snowballed pretty quick. You know, I think that first period, you know, we were right there, and you know, they got a couple goals. And especially when you're playing 2-2 nights and you get behind a couple goals, things can kind of get out of hand. And you know, it's just unfortunate it got out of hand and we weren't able to you know, salvage something out of that.
You back playing? I know you missed 2 games, but is it key to get back out there right away?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to miss. I wanted to come back in the game if I could have, but they weren't going to let that happen. So, you know, you hate missing time. You hate, especially when you feel like you can play, you know, especially when you feel like you can go out there and help your team. It's the worst to have to sit on the couch and watch. So I was anxious to get back as soon as possible, and, you know, I feel fortunate to be able to do that.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. I was just frustrated, you know. It's just one of those things where, you know, I haven't missed any games due to injury yet in my career, and it was just – one of those things where you can't do anything about it. You know, I was just I was thankful, you know, first and foremost, that it could have been way worse. But you know, I didn't want to miss any time, so that was kind of a mixed bag of emotions.
Did you watch the video?
I've seen it, yeah. And like I said, I think I was just able to react just quick enough to kind of dodge it just well enough so it didn't hit me right in the main, you know, central part.
Could you just talk about the message and support you got, you know, from all your fans on Twitter?
Yeah, it was awesome to see. You know, it can be really uplifting to see what the people have to say. You know, this community obviously has embraced us as a hockey team, and you know they're just they're not concerned so much about hockey. Obviously, they want to see me playing hockey, but they're more concerned about, you know, your well-being, and you know that's really nice to see.